free catalog.
Cases of the swine flu, or to be PC, like we're that on this show, new H1N1 flu cases popping up in 41 states. Now the CDC warning about complacency. But wait a second. Didn't we just hear from the big wigs that run the health show in the United States? It was okay to let the kids back in school. Make up your mind. National Nurses Week, the 6th through the 12th, we're going to talk to an important one here on this show, Round the Bend. You can never tip your cap enough to a nurse. I remember from the time I was in kindergarten, I loved the school nurse. I was always thinking of ways to get out of school in New York. I have a stomachache. And she was like the sweetest lady. I still remember her, Mrs. Brennan. Anyway, you got to honor those nurses. We're going to talk about what's going on in the nursing industry, certainly. Meanwhile, remember that flyover in New York? What a big no-no that was. And then, oh, no, we're not going to release the photo op that taxpayers paid $328,000 for. Now the White House has flipped on it and decided, yeah, we're going to release that photo after all. Thanks to lots of people who emailed, called, and complained that it was ridiculous not to release it. And, man, I got some friends that are caught up in this. In Santa Barbara, the wildfire's going crazy. Still more homes being evacuated. They're trying to douse the flames. But I explained this before. It is like a tinderbox when you get those Santa Ana winds. Always on Wednesday, we start with sports shorts, as it were. And the big story, of course, here on America Tonight and elsewhere, is Brett Favre. Can this guy ever make up his mind? He was in Minneapolis, apparently, meeting with the coach of the Vikes, Brad Childress. Could it be so that he might end up being the quarterback for the Vikings after all? I would warn Vikings fans, some who like the idea, some who hate the idea, not to get too excited yet, because remember, it was just a year ago that this is what we heard from Brett Favre.
I am officially retiring from the NFL and Green Bay Packers, and as much as I thought about what I would say and
Yeah, that's the part where he started to cry. So Brett Favre, remember, he was retiring and then ended up with the Jets, and we won't go through that whole rigmarole, crazy, crazy stuff. Kate Delaney here, as always, as your captain aboard this ship, coast to coast and everywhere in between on America Tonight. You can flip us an email at americatonight.net. Joining us at the top, like I said, on our special Wednesdays, Mike Davis, of course, Easy Ticket Mike. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Fabulous. And, boy, that story about Brett Favre, I got a little text from an insider today who said, remember what we were talking about a year ago? This is his dream come true. So
I figured that he's going to replace Tony Romo in 2012 for the Cowboys.
He's going to play till he's 50. That's what's going to happen. It's craziness. Hey, you're a big, of course, this is a national show, but we do air in Dallas on KVCE 1160. And the Dallas Mavericks are now in a hole. We were talking about this the other night, down 2-0 to the Nuggets. They're coming back Saturday for a game. They need to pull this one out.
Yeah, you know, if they don't do something come Saturday, I think they're going to, you know, Nuggets are going to sweep them. But, you know, I talked to, actually my mom's take on it was the Mavericks, they can't operate in that mile-high atmosphere. They're used to these planes down here in Texas.
That's true. And, you know, I think, too, what it is Chauncey Billups has been so good for Denver, and the combination of him and Carmelo Anthony has just proved to be completely deadly in this case down the stretch for the Mavericks. But they could bounce back, certainly. And in the meantime, there's some other things happening in the NBA, too. Cleveland having no problem with the Hawks. You mentioned that in a quick note that you sent me, and that's absolutely 100% accurate. And what about the Lakers?
Oh, well, they're at the halftime out there in the Staples Center. They're Houston and L.A. are tied 57-all. So, you know, Houston's up 1-0. They could come back and be up 2-0, taking two games from L.A. in their home court. So if that's the case, you know, they may be playing Cleveland a few weeks.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we should say the reason Mike jumps on with us is because he's a ticket broker. You can go to easy-ticket.com, and, of course, he has lots of sporting tickets and also concert tickets, obviously. He's got tickets for these playoff games. If you're trying to score some, suddenly you find yourself in one of these cities, or you're having a tough time getting the tickets, he's certainly the man to go to. Now, I'm a big hockey fan. You're a big hockey fan. We always talk about it. And the Cup now in the second round. I was surprised by some of the things that happened in the first round. I think it's going to get really interesting here with some of the matchups that we're seeing, don't you?
Yeah. Right now, the Bruins, they're behind the Hurricanes 2-1 with Carolina. They won tonight in another overtime game against the Bruins. But, I see the Penguins, they came back in an overtime game tonight, they ended up winning, 3-2 in overtime.
Yeah.
And, Vancouver, they beat the Hawks, Blackhawks last night. But, what's really is the 8-seed Mighty Ducks. They knock off the number one seed in the whole NHL, the first round, which was San Jose. Now they're up on Detroit 2-1. So,
yeah, and I'm surprised by that. Detroit, I thought they looked pretty loaded for bear. My pick was Detroit to go all the way through. I really like Detroit in this, and it's not over yet, certainly. But that is the story, Mike, the Ducks, and the fact that they did what they did to San Jose. People in San Jose, I think, were stunned, and now that they're in this position. So wouldn't that be something, because you've never had an eighth seed ever win a Stanley Cup?
No, they've had one time they had a seed that went into the finals. They got knocked off by Carolina, the Oilers, in the 2006 season. They went into the finals and got beaten 7 games by the Hurricanes.
Yeah, crazy. Hey, we're up against it, but you got concert tickets. That's big. I know a lot of people listening to us in Connecticut. There's, of course, Madison Square Garden puts on some great shows and other venues around that area. People listening to us in the Midwest, there's some great venues there. In the West Coast, same thing. And you've got tickets all over the place, right, for Fleetwood Mac and all that stuff.
Yeah, I just picked up some Creed tickets today for in several different cities. And they're on tour, or they're coming on tour. I've got, just about any concert. I've got sporting events. There's just a ton of things to see. If you come to our website and you're looking for anything, like I said, come to our website, do a search up at the top, and find what you're looking for, and I'm sure we can get it for you.
All right. As always, a pleasure. Mike Davis, thanks so much. Appreciate the time, brother.
Okay. You have a good evening, Kate.
You too. Easy-ticket.com. That's where to go. You know, it's like I said before, it's interesting how the broker business has gone lately. I think the last couple of shows I was mentioning, because I know when I've been stuck in a situation where I had to pick up tickets, it would seem, because I've lived all over the place, that I would end up going to will call, even if a friend of a friend helped me out. In this case now, and Mike has it too, at easyticket.com, you go there and you can just get them through the internet, so there's none of this traipsing someplace early, trying to find a place to park, waiting in a line for tickets, all that stuff. Coming up next on the flip side, we're going to talk to Nurse Elizabeth White in honor of National Nurses Week. Hang with us on America Tonight.
I am officially retiring from the NFL.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, seed vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
He's got a bleed, I'm telling you right now.
I know what I'm doing. I'm going to fix it real good, Chief.
That kid died, and it is all on you.
That's a little clip from an upcoming show, a series that's going to be on Showtime called Nurse Jackie. Edie Falco, you remember her from The Sopranos. Yeah, she was Carmelo Soprano. She's going to join us in the next couple of weeks right here on America Tonight. Kate, hanging with you, thrilled as always to be here. And it's a pleasure to welcome our next guest. I have some family, friends, and actually family members who are nurses, all different kinds of nurses, by the way. And this is National Nurses Week. As I said before, I more than tip my cap to the people who are nurses because of the incredible jobs they do, whether it's trauma-related, or I have a cousin that's in the Children's Hospital in Pennsylvania, and she deals with really some rough stuff with some of the babies that are blue babies, et cetera. And I'll tell you, really, you learn a lot from the nurse. And I told you about my story, the school nurse, and how much I liked going to visit the school nurse. So Elizabeth White joins us now on the show, and it's a pleasure to have her along with us. And Elizabeth, of course, is a registered nurse, and she's somebody who takes care of the fine folks in Texas. Hey, Elizabeth, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, I think it's great that we recognize nurses, and there's all different kinds of nurses, and there's different reasons why people become nurses. What is it that made you jump into to nursing?
Well, I think it was probably God that made me be a nurse. I never wanted to be a nurse. I grew up watching medical shows on TV with my grandma, and in those shows, the nurse was always somebody that had to take a big cart full of bedpans and dump them. And so I thought that was probably the least likely thing I wanted to be. But when I graduated from high school, I had to get a job, and I happened to get a job at the hospital as a nurse's assistant. And I worked really hard that summer, and I started college, and I was an English major, but I had a class in the nursing building. And every day I passed those nursing students, and I was so jealous because they were in there doing stuff that I felt like I knew how to do. And so, long story short, something just guided me there, and I ended up switching majors at the semester.
And how did you find your way in your specialty or what you wanted to do? Because there's all different things you can do in nursing. How did you decide what direction you wanted to go in?
Well, for some reason, all of my jobs prior to that had involved elderly people. I'd worked in a drugstore where that's mostly what I waited on. I worked in the hospital, and we were in a rural area, so that was mostly the kinds of patients that we had. And so when I finished nursing school, long-term care was just something that felt comfortable. I'd taken care of my grandmother when she was sick, and so it's kind of somewhere that I kind of fit in, I felt like.
All right, we should say that Elizabeth White is the director of nursing with Red Oak Health and Rehab in Red Oak, Texas. Really nice people down there in Red Oak. And when we talk about rehab, what kind of patients are you talking about? What are you mostly seeing that you're dealing with?
We're dealing with a lot of patients that have had some sort of an event. They've either fallen and broken a hip, they've had heart surgery, they might have had a stroke. And what we specialize in is bringing those people who've been in the community in after their surgery or whatever reason they were in the hospital and getting them back to the point that they can return to their homes. So they might need some rehab. They might need some nursing care for wounds for a little while. And then we get them revved up and ready to step back into their normal life.
Yeah, everybody has what they call aha moments, and you kind of told us yours as to why you went into nursing. But was there a time on the job where something happened and you helped somebody or you got some rewarding compliment back that made you think, wow, I am so, so glad I really did choose the right path?
You know, I think that my moment was very early on, and in fact, it was probably the first day I worked in the hospital as a nurse's aide, and I took care of a little man, and he was mentally handicapped, and he was very sick, and he'd been sick to his stomach all day. And part of the nurse's aide's job is to help clean up when people have accidents. And this guy, he was sick all day, and he had it all over his room. And I worked really hard all day, and I was exhausted when I got home, and my mom said, well, how did you like it? And I said, oh, it was terrible, but I really enjoyed it. And right then, I think that enjoying that terrible day of cleaning up a mess was what told me this is where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. And now a lot of people, too, and obviously you would be able to attest to this, a lot of people are going into nursing. Sometimes it's something they're doing later in life. Are you seeing that some older people have decided, okay, I had this one career, but now I'm going into this? Have you found that?
I think so. And I think right now nursing is a very stable career choice. If you've gone out before and you've done something else that maybe wasn't so stable or didn't have the longevity you wanted, nursing is a job where you can always find a job anywhere you want to go. And so you don't have to worry about the uncertainty of the financial situation or are jobs going to be there, because there's always a job for you in nursing.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I've seen too where sometimes somebody becomes a nurse and then they get so interested in medicine in general that they make the leap to being a doctor. Have you seen that?
I have. I've got some friends who've gone through nursing school and then later went on to medical school. I think that nursing can be a first step. It can kind of get your feet wet and make you want to go further. Or, you know, you can settle right in, and nurses and doctors really do really different things. And so it just depends on what your calling is.
Yeah, there's a movie called Meet the Parents. Did you see that movie, Elizabeth, by any chance?
I did, yeah.
And you know in that movie how he teases him about being a male nurse? But that's not taboo. There are a lot of men that are going into nursing and that have been for quite some time, right?
Sure, and quite often the male nurses are the superstars. I think in order for a man to step into a traditionally female role like that, you really have to be on the top of your game. And so most of the male nurses that you meet, they're wonderful and very conscientious about their job.
Yeah. You decided when you made that choice and you veered off to nursing school, how tough is nursing school? What's that like? Run me through nursing school.
It is grueling. There is not any mercy in nursing school. The instructors, they don't feel sorry for you. They don't care what kind of personal things you're going through. And I think that's part of preparing you for what it's going to be like. It's long hours. It's a lot of clinicals in the hospital and a lot of paperwork to get you ready for your future.
But it must be pretty gratifying once you, you know, once you make that leap and you graduate and you get it, then,
well,
then
you
go off.
Once you graduate, you know you've done something. They make sure that you have really worked and you've really earned your nursing degree by the time you get through with it.
Yeah, no kidding. For the future, what does the future hold for you? I mean, obviously you have a great job now and a lot of responsibility. Is there something else that you want to go on to, or is there something you want to develop differently?
I think that possibly in the future I may go on to something where I maybe supervise more than one facility at a time, maybe more of a leadership role in a company in long-term care. You know, who knows?
And who knows? Supervising too. That's got to be interesting, right? How many people do you supervise?
Well, I supervise a staff of about 60 to 70 people.
Wow, that's a pretty big staff.
Yeah, it's a big facility. We have 144 beds, so we're larger than a lot of rural hospitals.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Well, Nurse White, I think we have some applause. We have a studio audience, of course, in Minneapolis. We're all over the place. And if we've given them enough coffee, you might get some applause. Do we have the... Yes, there they are. That's terrific. Yes, Nurse Elizabeth White, thank you so much for joining us on America Tonight, and good luck with your career the rest of the way.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. And, of course, National Nurses Week, as I mentioned, and how interesting that... And it's true, I've seen more male nurses lately. The last couple of times, I'm trying to think, I was in an urgent care facility because you know what happened over the weekend. Swine flu. It wasn't swine flu, but I had food poisoning, and I am so healthy, and it's really weird for me to go into a hospital or any kind of a care place because it's like uncharted territory for me. What, I got to fill out paperwork? Just tell me what I have. And then I can't find my insurance card. It's somewhere in this purse, and it's so deep, and, you know, that whole thing. But there was actually a male nurse, and he and I started to talk a little bit, and he had a bunch of friends that were also in nursing, so that's not unusual. I bet everybody has a story about their school nurse. I keep going back to that. I remember we got flu shots even, too, when I was back in Holy Rosary. That was the school, the first school that I went to. Coming up on the flip side, man, it was a big day for gossip, gossip, gossip. Bernie Madoff's secretary spills the beans. We got that coming up.
Walking the line between saint and sinner. Nurse Jackie, coming soon, only on Showtime. Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And help us win this battle.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's gardeninacan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Defense when you're a CEO in trouble, when you're the main man. Anybody have the answer? I have my infrared glasses on. I'm looking across the country. I see lots of hands raised. Okay, a couple of guesses here. If you were thinking lawyer, that's one line of defense, but not the number one line. The number one line of defense when you're down and out in trouble and before the cat's out of the bag, the executive secretary is the one who you don't want to get upset, because that is your first line of defense. When people start calling and questioning and trying to comb through your stuff and asking questions about your personality. So now Bernie Madoff's secretary has decided to spill the beans about what Bernie was really like to work with, and also how he's probably covering up a few things.
Alan, let me start with you. Why did you decide to speak out now, to write this article?
Well, there are a couple of reasons why I decided to do this, and one of them was that the public had an unsavory view, I believe, of the employees, of people who I cared about, and they're good, honest working, hard working people, and I wanted to set the record straight on that. And after this happened, I had become so angry that the only way to work through my anger was to help as much as I could and go through and do research through all of my files and all, to see if I could find anything out. And in that process, I started to feel better.
Yeah, you basically said to the FBI, hey, I'm the personal assistant.
That's right.
I'm going to help you. I'm going to go through the files and find out what I can find out. Because you knew this man for 25 years, 20 years as his assistant, but you really didn't know him, did you? Who's the Bernie Madoff that you thought you knew?
You know, I wish I knew, because I'm having a hard time getting past the person that I did know, who was so kind and generous and I admired him, and he's very, very bright and smart, and he was doing so many good things. I can't seem to get it in my head that he did this. It's like it's somebody else.
Never any red flags over those 20 years? Never anything? Or even now in retrospect, looking back, where you said, oh my gosh, now I understand why he did this or that, leading
well,
up to
it. Well, in hindsight, I think in anything that goes on in life, in hindsight, you do see things differently. But in all of the years that I worked there, never once did I ever even question anything.
At the end, things started happening, though, that she saw glimpses of the other side of Bernie Madoff, I believe.
And what were those?
Well, in the last weeks before his arrest, Bernie physically was in distress with his blood pressure. He was taking medication in his back. He had a lot of back pain. You know, he would lie on the floor and close his eyes and just lay there to relieve the pain. He, you know, one day he threw the mail back at me and said he didn't want it anymore.
Of course he didn't want the mail. That's a little bit of the interview that you're listening to, and that's Bernie Madoff's former personal assistant. You heard how many years, 2 decades plus with him. She did a deal for Vanity Fair, so now she's out speaking and has talked to several news organizations, including the Today Show, so we let you hear a tad, a little tiny bit of that anyway. That's Eleanor Squalari, and she, like everybody else, had no clue what was going on. I mean, think about that. That's a long time to work for somebody, and things kind of start to slip through the cracks, you would think. Now, she did say he was definitely flirtatious and that he went to massage parlors. She knew that. And that he orchestrated his arrest and that he's protecting other people. And this isn't a surprise, I don't think, to investigators. He's protecting other people who might have been involved in the Ponzi scheme. So it might just not have been all Bernie all the time. Remember, that's what he's insisting. And, of course, he has family members, 2 sons that work for him. And who knows who he's trying to protect. But what a wild thing that would be. You talk about job security. You're working for this guy who's involved in all these charitable organizations, and he's letting people chase him all over the place because he's built up this massive street cred, and everybody wants a piece of Bernie Madoff. And you really are the person that has to keep people away from him. And then this happens overnight. I mean, she had to feel, I'm sure, more than betrayed when she learned what was going on. And naturally, I mean, he was pretty clever. People close to him and people who worked in the other divisions of his company had no clue. So she certainly rather wasn't the only one who found herself in this situation. She did say in this article she did with Vanity Fair, like I said, that he made suggestive remarks and that she once saw him looking through the escort ads in the back of a magazine, and he went to these massage parlors and all that sort of stuff, and that she looked in his address book and found under M about a dozen phone numbers for his masseuses. There were other things that were underneath that hood, no question about it. It doesn't help the people who feel screwed and bruised by this guy who is nothing but a pirate. You know, he pleads guilty in March to these charges that his secretive investment advisory operation was a multi-billion-dollar fraud, that's what they call it, or a.k.a. Ponzi scheme, ripoff artist. Here's a guy who was the former NASDAQ chairman. I mean, he's done. He's toast. He's gone. He's in the hole forever. There's no question. It doesn't matter what ultimately the prison sentence is, but he's going to get so much time that he's not going to get out. I mean, really, realistically, I was looking at back at the charges the other day. There's like he could face like 150 years in prison. So he's dead in prison, absolutely. But it's a question of what he knew. And she's insinuating that. So ripping the lid off that a little bit more, that she believes that there are more people involved in this. Not just him, that he's trying to, like even the arrest, he kind of set that up. So if he set that up, knowing he was close to getting caught anyway, that there was probably a way to cover up for some other people that might have helped. And obviously that's part of the investigation at this point. Here's another interesting thing that came out of these interviews that she's giving. She invested some money with Madoff, but actually pulled her money out in the 90s because she was a single mother. She had two kids, and she had limited income, of course, so she needed something to supplement her earnings. So she was a person who, here she worked for the Midas Touch man, and just because of fate, because of her personal situation, she withdrew, you know, took out her money after she had made some money, and she didn't get burned by Madoff in that sense. Obviously, in another way, she was burned by him, but not criminally in this Ponzi scheme that ensnared so many other people. You know, we've talked on this show with lots of people about how these things happen from the legal point of view and from other angles as well, and you wonder how much more of this is going on in the country. You had the stuff with Stanford, of course, who's denying everything and saying that he was set up, but I think the evidence is pretty clear with him, and that domino falls too. And Madoff, of course, was the big crazy thing that happened back in December. Now, ultimately, some will get a little bit of money back as they're finding assets, being able to sell things, etc. But lots of people will never see the full extent of the damage that was done on their nest eggs, on their retirements and their futures. And sometimes they were three or four people away from Madoff, and it was just their investment advisor who was part of a fund that he had and put their stuff in it. Got to be careful who you trust, man. There's a lesson in that, right? All right, Kate Delaney, of course, here on America Tonight, already starting to pile up some emails. In our second hour, we'll get to that. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. Among the other things that we're going to talk about on this show is this deal to save the newspapers. And I've said this before on the show, you know, now it's all about the internet for so many people, even older people who don't feel completely at ease with a computer, but are starting to learn a little bit more. And you can tell, because I can tell, like, I have older relatives that are emailing me, and it's like a big deal. And they can figure out how to load a picture on, or my own mother figured out the whole webcam thing and was stunned. I was stunned. One day I was on the computer, boom, and then she just pops up, you know, full force. There she was. I was like, wow, somebody had to help her. I was thinking it had to be my brother. But there still is something, even to me, about reading a newspaper. And I think for me, and I've said this before, it's because I grew up in the Northeast and I spent time commuting. When I was out of college and worked in Philadelphia initially, and when I went back and worked in New York, you get on the trains and you're reading the papers. I love that. I would grab the Times, the Post, Newsday, the Philadelphia Inquirer. I would grab a ton of papers and just rip through the sports section and the business section and, of course, the news section. And it killed time. And before you knew it, I was, you know, between Philadelphia and New York, I was there an hour and a half later, and it was like it just blew by. And almost every person that you looked at, some people had books, but most of them had newspapers. So they're talking about what are the ways to save struggling newspapers. Do you let them become, this has been suggested, do you let them become nonprofits, kind of similar to public broadcasting stations that we have? That was suggested. One senator said that because this was discussed in Washington. How do you save the community newspapers? And then you have investigative journalism that would be connected to that. There's been massive layoffs and closings and cutbacks. We saw what happened in Denver, certainly. I mean, newspapers are absolutely an endangered species. So there is a bill that's been proposed to do this nonprofit status. And, of course, you wouldn't be able to do the political endorsement things, but you could report on everything else. How do you feel about your newspapers becoming nonprofits? 800-259-5791. This is America Tonight.
We have no details. The details we have been told are forthcoming.
Experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano. The time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Is this the right way to go with newspapers? Man, it's radically different. We can certainly say that. That's why I bring it up on the show. And maybe I'm alone in this game. Maybe there are a lot of people that are listening that just because of the recession and deciding of all the things that we can cut out, geez, I'll just get the Sunday paper. But I don't think so, because I still see people pick up newspapers. Now, I'm based in Dallas. I've lived all over the place. I described what happened in the Northeast. I've lived in the Midwest. I've lived in California and in the South and Florida, etc. And one of the common denominators, I say this all the time, besides the conversation you always have in the elevator about the weather, it's easy. The weatherman. It's hot, it's cold, it's snowing, it's supposed to hail. My gosh, the winds are ridiculous today. I mean, there's your starters for you when you get on an elevator. The other thing that I think happens and can also be that thing, that bridge, whatever, is the newspapers. I find this when you're commuting or if you're on an airplane, people always ask me for a slice of the paper because they see you're reading it, whatever, and you have a different paper from whatever city you came from. So, and especially in airports, I'd love to know how many USA Todays, which is the pop culture newspaper, it's kind of like a little slice of whatever's going on, and whatever city you're in, usually there are a bunch of those newspapers in the Wall Street Journal and, you know, the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, whatever, a ton of them. And it seems to me that people are buying papers. How would you feel if papers just completely went away? I mean, would that kind of mess with your routine? You know, we're all creatures of habit. So you might be one of the people that even though, yes, your internet, you look on the internet, you know that that's where you're getting a lot of your information and you're checking it during the day and whatever, you might be the person that still gets up and every day has to read a certain paper, a certain columnist, check out the headlines, whatever it is. And maybe it's just been narrowed down to one day. I'm definitely that person. But I've gone through a transitional phase because now I do go to the internet first. But I still have to have that newsprint. And for me, it's kind of changed up a bit, and that might be for moving, I'm not sure. And also, you know, trying to school myself more in finances. So I read a thing called the IBD, Investors Business Daily, and that has headlines and editorials and talks about stocks. And Wall Street Journal, of course. I look at the Wall Street Journal. And sometimes I'll do, if I run, I'll get a USA Today and I'll look at the USA Today because I like the sports section. So I'll check out the sports section. Now, I could certainly do that on the internet. I could get all that stuff on the internet, but I like to sit in the back and open up a newspaper even though I've already looked at the internet and surfed around and all that sort of stuff. You might be the same way. So would you want to see that your newspaper be rescued rather than closed down because everybody's bleeding? You know that the New York Times on down is in trouble because of the advertising. That's what it is. Newspapers have to figure out some way to survive or not. I mean, they're either going to die or there's going to be some kind of an exemption, something. Is it that you would have advertising and subscription revenue that would be tax exempt? And then there'd be contributions to support the coverage that would be tax deductible. But how would that, so that would mean that papers would operate under the same, I guess, IRS service status, that's what you call it, that you've got with churches and hospitals and public broadcasting already mentioned and nonprofit folks. So that would, I think that would completely change the some of what the newspapers are so good at. You know, it used to be a big deal who was throwing their political endorsement where, and that would be annihilated if the paper's in trouble and they have to go that way. And if it's a large newspaper, are we talking about large newspapers or local newspapers? It certainly, absolutely, you would have to do away with that. That wouldn't make any sense. I mean, this is completely linked to the economy. So the future of advertising is search engines, online advertising. That's where everything is absolutely headed. It's the web. But what happened, I think, is newspapers needed to marry themselves to new forms of social media, and they didn't do it. They didn't, you know, they took that haughty attitude of we're journalists and we're newsprint, where I think they should have jumped on it sooner. Now, of course, the newspapers are online, and they're starting to, some of them do a decent job of this, and they're starting to get it. They're starting to get that you have to do other forms of, whether it's Twitter or whether it's Facebook with the various columnists and all that other sort of stuff. You have to have new media involved. But geez, to see newsprint go away, it's like the Boston Globe. And that's just, they're just so close to just being gone. And the Globe and their employees union actually had a tentative deal on concessions that union officials hope is going to keep the paper alive. That paper's been around for 137 years. You know, Denver, we saw what happened in Denver, the Rocky Mountain News in Denver. They had a great sports section. They had to stop. And how about the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, easy for me to say, also same thing, that they went online. The Christian Science Monitor, they had great foreign news. They stopped daily publications, and they do a weekly print edition, and they, of course, have online as well. You might be a Chicago Trib person or Los Angeles Times. They've filed for bankruptcy protection, so no one's really safe in this. But here's the deal. So it would break up the media monopolies, I guess, right? That's what would happen. They would be nonprofits. Is that possible? Could that really work? I don't know. I'm thinking that with the free news on the internet, eventually at some point, unless the web starts to charge, some of the websites start to charge because you've got so much of it, then I don't know how you turn that machine around. I got a couple of quick emails here on this. And let's go to that. We're going to go to the inbox now here on ATN. Rifle up a couple of them. They've got one. I've got wait, John and all right. Got one here from John who listens to us on WVMT in Vermont. John says, Kate, great job. Love the show. Love the new show. Sounds crisper and cleaner. Like the network. Terrific. Disagree with you on the newspapers. You even said it. While you still like to read the newspaper, you go to the internet first, and you're in the business. So think of everybody else out there. You can save a ton of money by not subscribing. They jacked up the rate to the paper around me, so I do not subscribe any longer. Here's another one from Ann. Ann says, I miss the newspaper. I'm listening to you on the internet. I live in Denver, and I was a huge fan. I heard you mention it, so I jumped on, and believe me, you don't want to lose your local newspaper. Here's another one from Kevin G. Kevin G. says, Kate, listen to the show almost every night. I hear it on my way back. I'm going to call you sometime, sister. Call. 800-259-5791. I've been accused of not giving the number out enough. 800-259-5791. Kevin G. says, I am only 25, but I kind of agree with you. I like to get the Sunday paper. I go through the sports section. I read the business section, news, just like you do. I get a chuckle out of the classifieds, which are thinner and thinner. And I actually cut out the coupons. What a geek. All right, thanks for the emails. And thanks for listening, of course, as always. You can shoot us an email at americatonight.net.
And there's not a single job in this town. There is nothing. Not a zip. Yeah. Unless you want to work 40 hours a week.